在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Like many people, I like to travel, and there's many ways you can travel, many forms of transportation. Probably the main three that I want to talk about now are by car, by train, and by airplane. Now, each of these forms of transportation have their pros and cons. Would you agree?
Indeed, I would.
So, what's your favorite form of transportation of those three?
I would have to say the automobile.
Well, tell me some of the pros of traveling by car.
That would be mainly freedom. Freedom of movement, freedom to stop, freedom to go, freedom to... Yeah.Freedom, basically.
Okay. What about a train? What are the advantages of being on a train?
I would say good views of the countryside. You can move around on the train. You're not stuck in a car. You can go for a cigarette. You can get something to drink. You can go to the bathroom, which you cannot do in a car.
Okay. And let's talk about the airplane.What are some of the advantages of flying?
Speed.
That's it?
That's all I can say about that, yeah, speed.
Okay. Let's talk about the disadvantages or the cons. So what are some things that a train has that is not that great?
There's nothing I can say bad about a train except, yeah, the train's good.
Okay.
Price.
Yeah, price. And many countries, train travel is very expensive. We are traveling in Japan, so the train is very fast and efficient. However, it is expensive. Another thing is that you're confined by schedule and things like that. How about the disadvantages of a car?
Pollution.Accidents, cost. Yeah, cars can be expensive too. Maintenance, gas.
And how about the plane?
Disadvantages of plane, lack of view, and that stale air.
Also, I could say the sort of fear factor. Yeah, and being confined to a small space. Yeah, that's it.